You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 6 degrees and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A bipartisan House vote approved an amended version of the Lake and Riley Act requiring detention of undocumented migrants suspected of even minor offenses.
This legislation got some significant Democratic support in the Senate, got about 12 Democratic votes, and the first time it passed in the House, it got 48 Democratic votes. There has been vocal criticism from some Democrats saying that this chips away at due process because it creates this indefinite detention of those who have just been accused of a crime rather than convicted of a crime.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Continuing wildfire trouble in the Los Angeles area. More than 50,000 people under evacuation orders or warnings from a new fire burning north of L.A. Labor peace in Las Vegas. The Culinary Workers Union announced ratification of a 5-year contract for 700 employees at the Virgin Las Vegas, bringing to an end the longest strike by Vegas hotel workers in decades. This is ABC News. Jeep recall. Automaker Stellantis recalling a little over 63,000 Jeep Cherokees from the 17, 18, and 19 model years. The power transfer unit can become damaged, leading to a loss of drive power and park function, in both cases increasing the risk of a crash. The automaker has no reports of accidents or injuries. Stellantis developing a fix. Owners to be notified next month. It was device unveiling day at Samsung.
The new Galaxy S25 may look a lot like last year's Galaxy S24, says Android authorities C. Scott Brown. But that's because Samsung mainly focused on updates to the phone's artificial intelligence technology.
So it's able to make system-level changes through these AI, you know, voice commands, which is something that we've never seen before.
For example, users can say to the S25, "My phone is hard to read." And Samsung says the device will automatically increase the font size. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Chilly today, but lots of sunshine and a high of 15. Northwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight and rather cold, a low of 3 degrees below zero with light northwest winds. Friday morning sunshine and clouds gradually building in and a high of 20. Friday night cloudy, a few flurries possible with a low of 15. Saturday 33 with a slight chance of flurries through midday. Sunday partly cloudy to sunny and cooler and a high of 24. 38 by Monday. Right now, east winds are at 4 miles per hour. It's after a little bit of snow yesterday. In fact, dusting to about a half inch across the area yesterday. And it made for some slippery travel. A few slippery spots still out there today, but they have been sanding and salting in the course of the last 12 hours or so. So we should be all right for the commute this morning. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 6 degrees. Now time to officially begin the broadcast day on Thursday morning, January 23rd.
Hosea, can you see by the dawn's early light was so proudly we hailed at the twilight. Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Yeah!
Joey and Rory on WRCO and Jesus Loves Me. Before that, we started the day in a positive way with Chris Stapleton and our national anthem. Good morning, friends. Here we are together again. A little bit of slippery stuff out there today. I'm not exactly sure the weather forecasters yesterday, and not to just pick on Tony Schumacher because he wasn't the only one, but talking about some light snow, I think they said flurries ending in the morning. Well, it never stopped all day long. You know, you kind of think, oh, it's done. And then all of a sudden, oh, there it is. And kept up into the evening hours last night. So, yeah, more than just a few flurries here and there with a little accumulation. A little bit of white on the ground, but nothing like they have witnessed in the southern states, including New Orleans, where the Bucks were canceled last night. I mean, what are the odds you'd get a game canceled there because of snow? It would more likely be in Milwaukee, obviously, but no, didn't happen. Bucks flew home, didn't play last night. We'll check sports in a few minutes. Right now, here's Hank Snow.
It was back, I remember, in 33 when the great Jimmy Rogers inspired me to start moving on, start rolling on. Said they can't do you wrong if you don't stay too long, so keep a moving on. Know the famous Jimmy, well, he's dead and gone, and my friend Hank Williams, he sung his song, but they both moved on. Yes, they're done, long gone. But this old country train is still throwing its flames, still moving on. I played my old guitar and I've sung my songs. I kept them moving on, didn't stay too long. Just stay long enough so I can sing them my stuff and keep them moving on. Now that outlaw music's got a real good beat and the new country pop, I gotta say it is sweet. It keeps you moving on, I ain't a-saying it's wrong. But when it's all disappeared, you're gonna find me right here, still a-moving on. On the top of the charts, I used to ride with the wind to the number one spot. I'm gonna make it again, I'll keep a-moving on. Keep a-singing my song. Through the blues and the soul, through the rock and the roll, I'll keep a-moving on. To make it sound, tell them about me. Well, I see my old buddies and they're just sitting there rocking away in that old rocking chair while I'm moving on, just rolling on. They've shifted to low, but I'm still on my go and still moving on. Let the big wheel roll and let that rattler shake. This old singing range rain intended to break. I'm still moving on, still a-singing my song. And my old gravy train is still throwing its flames, still a-moving on.
Never mean it what to say now. Never. saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Well, we make one another cry, break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die that the other was to blame. Oh, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty rotten shame. Oh, the light and die. Try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the most to hell with hate, come on, get on board. Whoa, la-da-da-da-da-da-da. Talking about you and me, the game people play. Now wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
Joe South and the games people play here on the Light in the Milk House show. 6 degrees at 5:16 today, Thursday. What day is it? Friday? It's Thursday. I'm sorry. We got it figured out. But anyway, a Red Cross blood drive will be held on Friday from 9 until 3 at Sauk County Health in Baraboo. Also tomorrow from noon until 4, that's held in Black Earth. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Both of those events going on Friday. And a free pool party for all members and non-members at Simon's Recreation Complex will be held Saturday from noon until 2. Everyone will receive free admission, popcorn, and the use of new inflatable pool rafts. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
The Riverdale
Riverdale Communities Education Foundation 2025 Winter Carnival is coming up Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Free games, bounce houses, face painting, prizes, concessions, bounce house wristbands just $10. Bounce houses provided by Thunder Showers LLC. Free admission. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, and neighbors, stop by and see the kids have a great time and enjoy some great food as well. With all proceeds going to the Riverdale Communities Education Foundation. The 2025 Winter Carnival is Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Everyone from all area districts will be welcome. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The NBA and multiple college basketball conferences postponed games in response to winter weather that broke snowfall records in some southern states and coated others with a mix of snow and ice. Last night's NBA contest between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Pelicans was called off a day after the storm dumped about a foot of snow in New Orleans. Games that did go on in the NBA. Phoenix 108, Brooklyn 84, Detroit 114, Atlanta 104, Minnesota beat Dallas 115-114, Memphis 132, Charlotte 120, Houston 109, Cleveland 108, Oklahoma City over Utah 123-114. Sacramento got the win against Golden State 123-117, and Boston a winner against the LA Clippers in overtime 117-113. The Bucks do get a game going tonight. They will host Miami as they fly back home. From the NHL, New Jersey 5-1 over Boston, Columbus 5, Toronto 1, Winnipeg 3-2 over Colorado in overtime, and Los Angeles 2-1 over Florida as well on the ice from last night. Also, the Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn agreed to terms with the Jets to be their next head coach. The Jets and Aaron Glenn have agreed to terms in making the Lions defensive coordinator their new coach, the second coordinator to leave Detroit in the offseason. That's an update today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
521, an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin, despite that snow that just never really quit yesterday, making for some slippery travel. We're at 6 above. We're headed toward 15 a little bit later on today, so it will be maybe not as warm as yesterday. Kind of a seesaw ride before warmer temperatures this weekend, and wow, 33 Saturday, maybe 38 by Monday, and we'll see how it goes. A little bit of a late January thaw, perhaps, before we head toward, wow, February is not very far down the road, is it? And it won't be long. It'll be spring, right? Yeah, how about the springtime polka today?
Woo!
Bobby John and the band in the springtime polka. I can just feel the warmth right there. Woo!
Yeah. There's a big holler tree down the road here for me while you lay down a dollar or two. When you go around the bend and when you come back again, there's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they call it that old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll shut up my mug if you fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew. Now, my Uncle Nort, he's sawed off and short. He measures about 4 foot two. But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, my old Aunt June bought some brand new perfume. It had such a sweet smell, it peeled. But to her surprise, when she had it at line, it is nothing but good old Mountain Dew.
Said his wife had been down with the flu,
and he thought that I ought just to send him a quart of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, my brother Bill's got a steal on the hill where he runs off a gallon. Buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they call it that old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll shut up my mug if you fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, Grandpa Jones getting us started today with a little bit of that old Mountain Dew. Need to pour a little in the Pontiac vibe and really kick in the afterburner today. Boy, oh boy. Anyway, we have farm news and markets coming up in just a little bit, and we can keep dreaming, a theater of the mind, thinking about warmer weather and being out on the boat again, maybe.
This job that I'm working is hard on a person like me with that sunshine and like it is right now. So I'm punching that time clock to swim through that gridlock, and I'll sit and wait long as I need to sit to get out on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Might not be Tahiti, but them girls in bikinis, they make a Mercury feel like a yacht.
Yeah, they do.
Same time, same late next week, same spot off Catfish Creek. We'll be chilling, we'll be sipping, we'll be kicking back and sitting on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Get on the boat again. I just can't wait to get out and float again. Cast the line to see if I can't reel one in. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat. Can't wait to get out and float.
Jake Owen on WRCO FM 100.9, The Light in the Milk House Show. We've hit a new overnight low. It is 5 degrees here at WRCO Studios today. Again, an on-time morning. Could be a few slippery spots out there as we look at yesterday. We did hit a high of 23 eventually. It took a little while yesterday, but did make it up to that point. We're headed toward just about 15 today, it looks like. Good morning. The time is 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Lots of talk about tariffs. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers are contemplating the impact of tariffs proposed by President Trump. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the MinAg Expo in Mankato, Minnesota.
Southwest Minnesota farmer Bob Worth says it would not be good if Trump follows through with 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico.
One thing I think President Trump will do is use that as a playing card. Sometimes he might not use it, but he's going to have that over their head.
He tells Brownfield the tactic could be very effective.
So, I mean, I just hope that old threat of tariff will put money back on the soy. And look at soybeans have gone up in the last couple weeks. Same with corn. So, I mean, I'm hoping it just uses as a threat.
Trump said Wednesday he intends to impose 10% tariffs on China February 1st. In Mankato, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
The CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council says he hopes the Trump administration reviews the Phase One trade agreement with China before implementing any tariffs. Jim Sutter tells Brownfield.
I've been very pleased to hear representatives from the Trump administration bring up the Phase One agreement and say that that's something we need to look at as a possible template for something that could be done going forward.
During his nomination hearing, Trump's U.S. Treasury Secretary nominee spoke in favor of enforcing China's commitments under the deal to protect farmers from retaliation. China is about 20% short of its ag purchasing commitments in the agreement. The public policy director for the Iowa Pork Producers Association says Proposition 12 continues to be one of the biggest issues impacting pig farmers. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more.
Ben Noly tells Brownfield pork groups are expected to be aggressive in pushing for a federal Prop 12 solution this year.
One reason it just is going to be cause chaos and patchwork of regulations across the United States that we tend to start seeing other states do. We just don't want to see that.
He says lawmakers could include a Proposition 12 resolution in the next farm bill. But
are we going to see a farm bill this year? Is that going to have to wait till next year? We're still going to be optimistic in trying to get one done here, but that's just going to depend on kind of the congressional calendar.
From the 2025 Iowa Pork Congress in Des Moines, I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
There's a sign from the Trump administration that year-round E15 use is coming. The president signed an executive order declaring an energy emergency, which included allowing E15 use in the summertime. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper says,
it's good to know that the new administration is already thinking about this. They're already prepared to issue emergency waivers if those waivers are necessary.
Cooper says the industry really needs a permanent legislative solution. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitu with Tip Talk Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a bigger crowd. Large squares topped at $175 a ton, and large rounds topped at $100 a ton. Sioux Cabin Pen Hay Feeder 7x16-foot gooseneck stock trailer will be on next week's hay sale. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online-only auction coming soon. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitu. Have a great day.
Another light round of direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was another pretty quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. There were a handful of live deals reported in the South at $201.50 to $202. That's slightly more than Tuesday's business and the previous week's weighted averages. More business is expected to develop over the balance of the week. At the Phillip Livestock Auction in South Dakota, there was no recent price comparison. The USDA says demand was very good for the large offering of very high quality feeder steers and heifers. There were many long strings offered with many full and load lots. Buyers were working to make full feed yard pens of uniform cattle, and the market was really active. Flesh was light to moderate, and the cattle were attractive. Feeder supply included 55% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 651 to 670 pounds, brought $306 to $328. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 601 to 624 pounds, brought $296 to $319. Box beef closed lower with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 3 cents at $332.02. Select was $1.56 lower at $317.99. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated rung. Strong demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been hugely supportive to the hog market, but there are concerns that it could be hampered in coming weeks as President Trump has said he will implement tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China by February 1st. Any disruption to global demand could pressure prices. The industry continues to watch available supplies of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which did pull back slightly on the week. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.51 higher with a weighted average of $81.26. The Iowa Minnesota was up $2 with a weighted average of $81.78. And the Western Corn Belt closed $1.94 higher with a weighted average of $81.78. Pork values ended the day lower, down 65 cents at 98.17. Loins, butts, picnics, and bellies were all lower, while hams and ribs were higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 444,000 head. That's down 40,000 on the week and down about 45,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, expecting another round of steady to higher cash business. And lean hog futures ended the day higher with sharply higher cash business during the session. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Most direct cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on profit taking, with March 11 and a quarter lower at 10.56 and May down 9.5 at 10.68 and a quarter. Corn was mostly lower on spread trade and profit taking. March was 5.75 lower at 484 and a quarter. May was down 5.75 at 494. Cattle were up sharply on the ongoing optimism about direct business. February live was up $3 at $200.05. April was $2.45 higher at $199.77. March feeders were up $5.82 at $273.07. And on the steady to higher cash and spillover from cattle, February hogs were up 27 at 81.47. April lean was 57 higher at 87.27. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Household income level seems to have little or no impact on how much food we waste. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. How expensive does our food have to get before we start trying to waste less of it? The United National Environment Program reports that low-income households in certain countries actually waste more of their food than high-income households. Ag economist Brian Rowe with The Ohio State University has researched this as well.
Some households are very financially focused and need to really think about that and try to pinch every penny because they really have to or it's their nature. Others, not so. So at the household level, we just don't have a uniform signal about the financial penalty of waste being fundamentally important. For some, obviously, it is. Others, it's not consistently there.
Rowe says food waste reduction campaigns might want to focus on that a little more.
Things such as just reminding people and changing simple habits so that they can enjoy those financial benefits of reducing waste, I think, is a really big public service to those households as well. Every household would enjoy getting $500 or $1,000 more per year from savings from reducing food waste.
Tomorrow, the multiple reasons to work harder to control food waste on all levels. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
The prices went up on the global dairy market Tuesday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The global dairy trade index rose 1.4% in Tuesday's trading event. The market saw price increases for whole milk powder, skim milk powder, cheddar cheese, and butter. Values for mozzarella, lactose, and anhydrous milk fat all fell. The biggest gain was in whole milk powder, rising 5% to $3,988 a metric ton, equates to $189 a pound. Anhydrous milk fat fell 7.8%, losing the most value, $6,616 a metric ton or $3 a pound. 129 winning bidders purchased 27,785 metric tons of dairy products in 19 bidding rounds Tuesday. The Michigan Manure Hauler Certification Program is training farmers and employees how to protect the environment and people if a spill occurs. Michigan Farm Bureau's Tess Van Gorder tells Brownfield teams have to work through emergency response scenarios as part of this week's Michigan Manure Summit. The certification program provides farms with third-party education and training on handling, regulations, and insurance premium discounts. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down 3.75 cents at 70 cents. Four sales recorded ranging from 70 to 71 cents. 40-pound cheese blocks were down 0.5 cent to 177.5. Four sales recorded from 175 to 177.5. Cheese barrels went down 4 cents to 181, four sales ranging from 179.5 to 181. Butter fell 1.25 cents to 252.25. There were three sales recorded ranging from 252.25 to 252.5. Not that dry milk went up 0.5 cent to 135.25, but no sales were recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
The forecast for today in southwest Wisconsin calls for temperatures to rise to around 15 degrees. Northwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Also for tonight, mostly clear and rather cold. A low of 3 degrees below zero. Morning sunshine Friday at a high of 20 and Saturday 33 with a slight chance of flurries through midday. I like that. A low yesterday morning of zero and a high of 23 here at the studios this morning. Rise and shine
combined temperature after a midnight reading of 21. We're all the way down to 5 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today here with WRCO and the Light in the Milk House Show.
Kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her and then, oh Lordy, well I kissed her again because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, I asked her to marry and be my sweet wife. I told her we'd be so happy for the rest of her life. I begged her and I pleaded like a natural man, and then whoops, oh Lordy, well she gave me her hand because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, working hand in hand to have a good life. We had corn in the field and wheat in the bin, and then whoops, oh Lord, I was the father of twins because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, our children ain't numbered just about four, and they all had a sweetheart a knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to thinking what happened a long time ago. was sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter.
Jimmy Rogers and Kisses Sweeter Than Wine. Oh, yeah, good stuff. As we head toward our weather update, we'll get Tony Schumacher up and out of bed, and he'll update us on how it's going to be today in just a little bit. We return to high school sports tonight and tomorrow night as well with games that should go on. Weather-wise, it looks like we're going to be all right. Again, no delays or cancellations this morning. There could be a few slippery stretches, and there are, but we should be good to go, especially as we get set for the buses to roll and daylight to approach a little bit later on. 10 minutes before six, here's Michael Murphy.
I knew when I met you, something was going to happen. My life was off balance, nothing had been going right. You said, oh, what's a lonesome cowboy like you doing in the city? I said, I don't know, but I guess I'll find out tonight. Still taking chances, taking candy from strangers, speeding up on curves, ignoring the dangers, feel like a fool. Learning new dances, it keeps me on my toes. Still taking chances, ain't scared of winning. Swinging for the bleachers in the ninth inning. Still taking chances before chances take me away. I should have thought it over when you said, will you join me later? I said, oh, honey, I don't know if it's right. But when you turn and walk down the street, I follow.
Michael Murphy on WRCO, still taking chances. Swinging for the bleachers in the ninth inning. I never made it to the ninth inning, but nonetheless, I was always swinging for the bleachers, and once in a great while, I'd hit it to the shortstop.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the weather system, which brought us the scattered light snow yesterday and last night, finally moving away off to the southeast, with clearing skies taking shape across our region, some chilly temperatures moving in as well. It will be a little bit colder than normal today and tonight as well. Now, tomorrow we expect some sunshine early, but the next weather system barreling down across southern Canada toward the northern plains should push some clouds into the area later in the day. Most of the light snow with that system will stay north of us from central and northern Minnesota through northern Wisconsin, upper Michigan Friday night, but we could have a few passing flurries in our area. Otherwise, warmer temperatures building in Saturday, swirling around that weather system, but some gusty westerly winds. That'll be followed by somewhat cooler weather Sunday before the next surge of warmer air moves in Monday. This roller coaster pattern will continue for the foreseeable future, but we still don't have any major precipitation in sight through the middle of next week. Today, look for chilly conditions with quite a bit of sunshine. High temperature about 15 degrees. Northwest wind around 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight and cold, low near 3 below zero. Tomorrow morning, sunshine, then clouds gradually build in. High near 20. South wind between 8 and 14 miles per hour. Friday night, cloudy with a few flurries possible, low at 15. Saturday, variably cloudy, breezy and mild. Slight chance of flurries through midday. High at 33. West wind 12 to 22. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny and cooler, low at 8, high 24. Monday, partly or mostly cloudy and warmer, low 20, high 38. Tuesday, partly sunny and cooler, low 15 with a high of 26. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the mid-30s. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank.
Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at 5 degrees. Also, yesterday's high was 23, right around a half inch of snow at the WRCO studios. A record high, 59, established in 1981. Record low, 24 below zero in 1936. Last year's high was 35 and the low, 31. Sunset will occur at a minute past 5 this afternoon after this morning sunrise time of 7:25. We have an east wind at 4, barometer at 30.11. No precipitation today. Following a midnight reading of 21, we're all the way down to 5 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Tens of thousands evacuated in Los Angeles. Santa Ana winds fanning another wildfire Wednesday near the Getty Center along the 405 freeway. ABC's Matt Gutman says there's concern for areas that have already burned.
In the burn scar areas above